Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Emor, say, week 31, fifth Aliyah. Say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly, commemorated with trumpet blasts. Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Leviticus 23, verses 24 and 25. What secret hides in the first day of the seventh month? The first day of the seventh month is the most mysterious of them all. The Torah has no explanation, no reason for celebrating it, as it has for the others. It's the feast with most names in Jewish tradition, but at the same time, the less mentioned in Torah. There are only two texts that speak of this celebration, this one and Numbers 29, verses 1 through 6. Even though tradition says that it is a celebration of Adam and Chava's, Eve's creation, the world's birthday, it's not the reason the Torah gives to celebrate this feast. We also learn from our elders that it's the judgment day when the Eternal judges all according to their deeds. But the Torah doesn't say anything of this related to the feast. The truth is that the Torah doesn't shed much light upon this event. How is it possible that the Eternal commands us to celebrate something we really don't know why? Could it be that He plans to do something in the future, and that's why He wants us together in sacred assembly, so that we are alert and able to perceive what will happen? This is the only annual feast that no one knows the day or time to celebrate it. In the times of the Second Temple, it was not ruled by a fixed calendar, like nowadays, but by the moon. Therefore, the feast that had to be announced when the new moon was seen, so the day and time of blowing the shofar, the horn, wasn't known. The day and the hour, nobody knew. In the apostolic writings, there is more revelation on the secret of this feast, especially in the book of Revelation. There are many expressions in the Messianic scriptures that speak symbolically of this day. When we find expressions such as, "Awake, O sleeper," "No one knows the day or the hour," "In the twinkling of an eye," "The final trumpet," "The loud trumpet," "A loud voice like a trumpet," "A door open in heaven," "One seated on the throne," "The books were open," "As a thief in the night," well, we know that we are talking about this very special and particular day. After gathering all the information I have about this celebration, I can only reach one conclusion. It has to be the moment of the return of the Messiah in glory, the resurrection of the dead, and the judgment of the righteous ones and the nations. This indeed is a great secret. Shalom.